Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Let's take a focus on one of our coaches with the Minnesota Vikings. Thanks to Menards, he is Norv Turner, the offensive coordinator, into his 40th year coaching football from a graduate assistant at Oregon through offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, three head coaching stops, Washington, Oakland, and 7 years with the San Diego Chargers. And he also won a couple of Super Bowls as offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. That's quite the resume.
Wow, you make me sound old.
I'm just happy that I remembered it.
Yeah, you did good.
What can you tell us about the Minnesota Vikings offense heading into the first preseason game from what you know off camps and in the brief stages of training camp?
Well, I think, we're a work in progress. We have a lot of work to do to get to where we want to be, but we've made a lot of progress. And, I think it's coming together. The offensive line is getting a feel for each other, and that is coming together, and to me that's where it starts. We know we have the best running back in football. We have to obviously take advantage of all the things he gives us and find out if he can give us a little bit more in different ways. Right now, the key for us is getting some consistency in the passing game, being a high percentage pass team, making plays on the outside to help our running game. And then if we do that, we've got good enough players at those skilled positions, we'll make explosive plays.
Speaking of high percentage, rookie quarterback Teddy Bridgewater's had a good offseason. He only threw 4 interceptions at Louisville last year, despite 427 pass attempts, and his completion percentage was 71. How has that translated for Teddy so far to the NFL?
Well, I think those are the things that were most important in the evaluation. Obviously, the most important thing was Teddy and the type of person he is and the type of quarterback we want to lead our organization. But then you look at all the things he did in college football. It was a similar style of offense that we run, and we felt they translated to this league, and they certainly have to our training camp. He doesn't throw the ball into trouble. He has not thrown a lot of interceptions, and he has been very high percentage.
Norv Turner, the offensive coordinator for the Vikings, has spoken repeatedly this offseason about the importance of getting skill position players into space where they catch it or they get in situations and they have room to roam before the defense comes to them. That's how Cordarrelle Patterson was so potent the second half of the season last year. Is that what he does best, get in space and make people miss?
Yeah, he's becoming, I really believe Cordarrelle's improved a great deal as a route runner. He's becoming a better route runner. But the part of that is understanding the dead areas in the coverage, the places where you can make a play. And again, if other people are spreading the field out, you catch the ball and you have one guy to miss, that's space in this league. You beat one guy, and then you have a chance to run with the ball and get yards after the catch.
Coaching as long as you have and at such a high level, it would be unfair to say, is there one offensive philosophy? You just talked about the importance of getting good skill guys into space. But what are some of your philosophies when it comes to exposing defenses?
Well, the first thing you have to be, if you're going to play at a high level in this league, you have to be a physical team. And Coach Zimmer has talked about that from the start. Obviously, you can't work on that as much as you'd like until you get the pads on. Once the pads have come on, our guys have demonstrated we can be a very physical team. We have a very physical runner. And then once you get established that, then it's easy for the coaches because we can move people around. If we can protect the quarterback, we can run the ball. We can utilize the schemes we have.
And with the recently extended tight end Kyle Rudolph, played 31 of 32 games his first two seasons, looked like he was on his on the highway home, and he got hurt last year with a broken foot. I'm sure you've watched Kyle extensively now via tape and from what you've seen. He cut some weight into this season. Kyle always has been a dominating threat inside the 15 or 10 with that big body from rebounding, kind of rebounding his way to a touchdown. What's next for Kyle in your estimation?
I think he's worked hard at pushing the ball upfield, getting extending routes, getting deeper with his routes. He's worked on, as you said, lost some weight, but the running style that allows him to separate from defensive backs. The one thing about Kyle that, nowadays, if you talk tight end, everyone judges a tight end based on receptions and yards. And Kyle's probably a more complete tight end than most guys because he's good at the line of scrimmage, he can block, he's smart, he's a good pass protector, and then he's good underneath in the passing game, and we're working on some of those patterns that stretch the field a little bit.
Last one, you having coached in the National Football League at the head coaching spot as long as you have, most recently 7 years with the San Diego Chargers, what do you notice about Mike Zimmer in his first run as a head coach and his first training camp?
Well, it's easy to tell what his background is. Obviously, he's been a defensive coordinator. He's got that mindset of being really, really tough. The guys he's worked for, you know, start with Bill Parcells, you know, very, very disciplined, very demanding on the football team. So I think that's been outstanding. I think that's what this group of guys need right now. And, you know, he's stressed that to our assistant coaches. Hey, this is how I want to be as a football team. These are the things that are important to me. And I think our players understand exactly where he's coming from.